I'm gonna keep it on the San Francisco front here.
Keep it local.
Yeah, keep it local for the first half of the podcast at least. I was on Muni, the bus, the other day, and
this might not end well.
So I was on the back of the bus.
Uh-oh.
And this is the 27 bus, which is an interesting line because it runs
at the Bryant.
The Bryant. And it runs from the Mission District, which is kind of like a I would call it a mixed use district. You've got like, you know, some very sort of like yuppie-ish parts of the Mission District and some like, you know, older slightly, I don't know, tougher parts of the Mission District. Runs from the Mission District then through the South of Market area and through kind of like some of the scuzzier parts of
by my work.
South of Market. Yeah.
I've taken that bus from work.
And then it runs across Market Street and up Knob Hill and actually goes through the Tenderloin first. So it's going through like gnarly little Tenderloin spot and then up Knob Hill to like kind of like the fancy schmancy place up there. And so you see like, it's a very zigzaggy bus, but you do see like quite a slice of San Francisco by riding the 27. I was on the 27 the other day coming back from the Mission to where I live and I got on went to the back of the bus because that's where there was a seat available. And these two guys who were sitting on the sort of sideways facing seats in front of me, they were, I don't know if I should describe what they looked like first or not, but they just sort of looked like young kind of skater punk guys, right? And for the most part, just sort of like minding their own business and doing their thing. And they were drinking these big cans of Mountain Dew. One of the guys was kind of like half passed out. Yeah. Another guy was just sort of doing, you know, doing his thing. I think he talked to somebody new for a bit and then she got off. Anyway, about halfway through the bus ride, they put their cans of Mountain Dew down and one of them sort of puts it behind the seats and one of them kind of crushes it and puts it on the seat next to him. And then I could see, you know, a few minutes later that they were getting ready to leave. And I was like, I wonder if they're going to leave the cans of Mountain Dew on the bus. And then I was like, if they do I say anything about it? Is this like, you know, do you breach the zone of silence around the people on the bus you don't know? And anyway, they got up and right as we got to Market Street, they were heading toward the door, and I was like, hey man, hey guy, you know, like, and I was like, how do I do this in a non-confrontational way? And I don't want to be like a dick, and I don't want to, you know.
So you did it though.
Yeah. But I was really trying to walk this fine line. And I was like, hey, man, can you take your cans? And because, I don't know, it just, like, there was absolutely no need to litter your cans.
No, never, there's never a need.
I mean, there's plenty of recycling or just garbage cans around.
Right.
I was like, hey, can you take your cans? And the guy sort of, like, after I get his attention, he's like, oh, and I guess I was gesturing to his friend's can. And he was like, oh, it's not mine. And I was like, well, that one's yours. They're pointing at the other one. And he said something to the effect of, someone else, something. And then he left the bus. And I was just like, well. And then I said, like, come on, man. And then he left the bus, you know. And that was the extent of our interaction. But I just sort of found it, like, I don't know, odd. Disappointingly typical. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how old was he, do you think?
I would say he was anywhere from maybe 19 to 25.
Oh, okay.
These were guys, I would say they weren't on the youngish side. Like, they probably were not living with their parents because they were both covered in tattoos.
Oh.
And, like, you know,
yeah,
serious piercings and stuff. But at the same time, it's not like this guy was in his 30s. He was definitely in his young 20s, maybe upper teens.
Yeah, maybe like, yeah, I mean, I guess like you might see that in a teenager and you say, hey man, do this. He's like, oh, whatever, you know, and then like later on, and not later on, like, you know, the next day, but like 12 years later, 15 years later, 20 years later, he's like, probably regrets some of the things he did in his life, you know, and like, it's funny. It's such a minor thing to like, you know, oh, I regret leaving that can on the muni bus. I'm sure he won't regret that individual action. Right. But it's just like, there's a certain point in people's life where they start realizing that, that what they do in life affects other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it takes a while for people to understand that, like, yeah, this world is not just for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, maybe if you are like that kind of person that you kind of described, and maybe we have all a picture in our heads, maybe not these people, but people we've encountered in our lives, you know, it's like those people just, they don't care. And it's only when, well, it's not only when, but it's like, maybe when they finally get a job and they have responsibility, something they actually care about, that it starts making a difference.
Mm.
Or else they just go the other way and life just starts just crapping on them more and more.
Mm.
You know, and then they really don't care.
Mm.
So I can see it spinning out of control one way or the other. Not spinning out of control, but spinning out of control one way where it's like, I just don't care anymore. And then they end up in a lot of trouble and stuff like that. But yeah, it's like if they ever get a job that they actually like, or relationships they actually want to maintain, or things they want to actually keep up, you know?
Like, you think that leads to effects in other aspects of their life as well?
I think so. I mean, I'm just speaking from my own personal viewpoint, and maybe it's colored by like my life. And I don't think I would have ever left a can on a bus, but...
Right, and that's such a small thing. It was such a small thing that I almost felt like not saying anything. Like, yeah. Whereas if it were like... I don't know, doing some like actual damage.
Yeah.
Then it's like, whoa, 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 you gotta stop and you gotta.
Oh, like, you would have. So if they had like put graffiti on the bus or something, you would have like stopped them like with when they whipped out their pens or whatever, or?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I don't really care about graffiti that much. Like, I think it's kind of, you know, silly and stupid, but like.
He's like, graffiti's worse, actually, because it costs the city money to clean up.
Yeah, whereas, that's
A can, it's like, okay, the driver just goes to the bus at the end of the route.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Cans are not a big thing. So, yeah, graffiti, I guess, is a bigger thing. So, yeah. I would probably...
If anything, I would have been more likely not to say anything if it's like, you know, the more serious it is. Because that person, obviously, when you speak up to somebody, right, you're always right. Like... What is this person capable of, you know? And it's like...
What's their reaction
going to be? Yeah, and if it's like kind of like, you know, the typical scene you might see on TV or movies, like it was some big buff guy, you know, who's like tattoos and like looks scary. It's like, you're definitely not going to be like, hey, pick up your can. You're like, well, what'd you say to me,
that's
right?
That's the sort of like approach that you want to take too. Like, because some people, when you breach that sort of social silence that is in between you, some people react... negatively to that, and some people react positively to that, you know?
I can't see anybody positive. What would you call a positive reaction?
To that? I think, like, if the kid had been like, oh, yeah, sorry.
You know? Yeah,
like, but I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't think for... I mean, that's not even positive. That's more like, okay, I got called out, and now he's handling it.
Well, that's... I mean, but that's a good way of reacting to that, I would say. Because it results in a positive, you know, outcome.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, I guess, like, I was just thinking more like, oh, yeah, I'm so sorry I forgot. You know, like, if he actually did forget. But I mean, he didn't forget for 1 second that he did it. And not only that, but you pointed it out, and it's like, that's not mine. It's like, now we have to play this game where you lie to me, and I have to point out your incorrectness.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and so, like, I don't know. It was cool that you did that. I don't know. I don't know if I would have done it. I might have said,
and then I picked up the cans and put them in the recycling bin, which is like,
even better.
Well, that I could have just done that anyway.
Yeah, no, but it's like I think it's positive also that I think like he felt for the tiniest second like a little bit of shame that he had lied to somebody.
Yeah,
hopefully, and like maybe, you know, it's a little seed in his head.
Yeah,
maybe he'll realize that, oh, people did notice and people do care.
Yeah,
you know, and like I did like sort of like darken somebody else's day. You know, I hope.
Well, I mean, certainly didn't darken my day or anything, but it was, I wonder, like, the concept though of like shame changing behavior, that's kind of an interesting thing to think about too. Like,
that's true.
Like, do you think because that's another one that can kind of go both ways. It's like some people can react to that and be like, forget it, you know, screw this, I'm doing
whatever. There's a lot of thought about that and like the way you raise kids and stuff like that. Like, you kind of want to come from a place of like not shame, you know, you don't want to guilt people into something, you kind of want to show them the right way to do it and show them the positives of it. I mean, I think like shame has always been like a really strong parenting and rearing technique historically, mm-hmm. I feel like. But I'm not sure that people think it's necessarily a good thing anymore, or at least not done exclusively.
Right.
You know? Like, even when you raise kids, they say that you should give them 70% or 75%, you know, positive reinforcement, and then only on a rare occasion say, oh, you didn't do this right or whatever, you know, not like constantly criticize them.
Right, yeah.
And I guess shame and criticism is kind of like, they're not hand in hand, but they could easily go one way or the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. Yeah, just the other day, and I see this all the time around the city. Actually, just today, as we were driving the car, I saw somebody flick a cigarette butt.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I see that, it just like it kind of eats me up a little bit. Yeah. It gets at me. Because
those ones go right down the storm drain.
They really do. And luckily in San Francisco, like that doesn't flow directly to the bay or to the ocean. Like we have a very old and archaic sewer system, which actually is a good thing because that means all sewer water gets filtered.
Mm.
But in a lot of other cities, those are not sewers; they're storm drains, which means that they directly flow. It's just for rainwater. It's not for trash or anything like that, you know? Whereas here, it's like, okay, you know, whatever. But still, it's just like the act of flicking your cigarette butt on the ground. It's like, where do you think that goes?
Yeah.
Like, who do you think, like, do you think it just, like, flies away and, like, disintegrates or whatever? Yeah. Maybe they do. Maybe they do. And just like maybe that guy on the bus forgot his can.
But I think
there's more like a 99% chance that person doesn't care, and it's just crazy. It's just crazy to me that you, as a civilized person with clothes on your back and shoes on your feet, and you're walking around, and you have a job because you're in the middle of financial district on a Friday afternoon, that you're flicking a cigarette butt, like you don't care.
Yeah.
And it's just like I see that, and every time I see that, and if I see somebody like that, I look at them in the eye. I don't say anything, and I'm like, yeah, I saw that. You know what I mean? I don't say that out loud, but I look at them and
Maybe you should try saying it. Maybe you should try next time say like, hey man, don't flick your cigarette butt, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see any positive coming out of that. Like, I don't see them actually picking it up. I don't see them thinking like, oh, that guy said I should do that.
I wonder in the battle of competing shames, like one is like you can sort of you can say like, hey, don't do that, and it gives that person a little bit of shame, but then they could come back with whatever, dick,
you know? Exactly.
Like, and it's like, well, now I have some shame.